Now to the broader economy and the latest impact of the scaling back of mining investment in Australia. CommSec's quarterly State of the States report confirms that new investment in mining and engineering construction is easing, but that the housing sector is proving to be a source of new growth. Here's finance reporter Rebecca Higham.
When it comes to retail spending, equipment investment and housing finance, the West is still the best. Western Australia has held the top spot in CommSec's State of the States report for 2 years now as the engine room of the nation's economy. But as WA's unemployment rate ticks up and the resources boom winds down, a change is on the horizon. Craig James is CommSec's chief economist.
It's really been propelled by the strength in mining and engineering for quite some time. We are seeing a slowdown in terms of new investment projects. What we're seeing, though, is that the housing market is picking up, and that's potentially going to be the next leg in terms of the developments. We've also got good strength in terms of some of the other indicators. So it looks as though Western Australia is going to stay on top in coming quarters, but it's likely to be the housing sector which is providing that momentum.
It's a similar story in the resource-rich Northern Territory, which in this latest report has been ousted by the ACT as the nation's second strongest economy. There's been no change among Australia's mid-ranked economies, New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland. South Australia continues to struggle in seventh place, and Tasmania is in real economic trouble, showing no strength at all in any of the report's eight economic indicators. Craig James says the Northern Territory has received a shot in the arm over the last year or so because of the INPEX gas project, but he warns a lack of new developments is starting to take a toll.
In terms of new major investment projects, there hasn't been anything which has been a follow-up. So Northern Territory has lost a little bit of momentum, and we've seen that in terms of the job market, where the unemployment rate in the Northern Territory sort of has deteriorated.
A separate economic review released today by Deloitte Access Economics warns that Australia is indeed heading for an engineering construction cliff as the mining investment boom tapers off. That report says Australia's annual national income growth peaked at $115 billion in early 2011 before slumping to just $49 billion in the past year. But Deloitte Access Director Chris Richardson says the Reserve Bank's historically low interest rates are assisting those parts of the economy that will take up the slack as mining investment fades.
Retail is the largest single chunk of spending in Australia's economy, so it doesn't need to get a lot better to have a useful impact. And although housing is quite a small construction sector, it can be really volatile. So again, compared to the recoveries of times past, we're forecasting a pretty modest one, but even a pretty modest one gives a boost to the economy as a whole.
The effects of the recent fall in the Australian dollar also can't be ignored, with many sectors already feeling the benefit of the currency's depreciation. Chris Richardson says there's also been an underreporting of success in key parts of the broader economy, which will help to bridge the gap.
The healthcare sector's just seen its biggest burst of growth in a quarter of a century. And as mentioned, retail will improve, housing construction will improve, and some of the pressure is off those dollar-dependent sectors, manufacturing, farming, tourism, international education. The combination won't stop growth in Australia remaining below trend, but it's not a recession and it's not a disaster.
That's Deloitte Access Director Chris Richardson ending that report from Rebecca Higham.